You think you got problems? There's a county in Alabama that desperately needs someone else to pick up the check.
I have to be in all sincerity that we are bankrupt right now. We can't pay our bills. We're just not in bankruptcy. We're going to have to restructure our debt, or we will be in bankruptcy.
Jefferson County Commission President David Carrington says it's worse than a few million. Birmingham and the $3 billion debt problem.
Birmingham, Birmingham, the greatest city in Alabama.
Hey, some of the most expensive sewers in the history of the world are in Birmingham. Infrastructure nightmare in Jefferson County, Alabama. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Lesson, if you print money, make sure you don't have to pay it back. A look at one very bankrupt county in Jefferson County, Alabama. It's Tuesday, March 1st. Celeste Headlee is out. I'm back from 2.5 weeks. That's outrageous. I should be fired for that. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Pattern is forming this morning in cities across Libya. Forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi are launching counterattacks to regain rebel-held cities in that country. Each time, they're meeting fierce resistance and are being pushed back. It's happening this morning in Zawiya, in Mursirata, and other cities in Libya, and is likely to continue. There are also reports of Gaddafi troops massing near the Tunisian border, apparently to retake border crossings described as Free Libya, now in opposition hands. Meanwhile, Gaddafi gave his first news conference in Tripoli, where he repeated his belief that the Libyan people, in fact, love him.
No one against us. Against me for what? Because I am not president. They love me, all my people with me. They love me all. They will die to protect me and my people.
Not everyone agrees. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the beloved Gaddafi is, in fact, delusional. The international community is increasing its diplomatic and military pressure on Gaddafi to end his crackdown. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. Navy is repositioning warships off the Libyan coast in case a military intervention is needed.
We are looking at all forms of action. Nothing is off the table. We want to be prepared in the event that some other step is necessary.
The Navy might be part of a no-fly zone established over Libya to keep Gaddafi from bombing opposition-held cities, but no talk of that yet. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says it'll take time.
You can't snap your fingers and declare a no-fly zone. There's a lot of preparatory work that has to be done.
And there's been no let-up in the flood of people streaming out of Libya. The United Nations says the situation is reaching a refugee crisis point on the Tunisian border. Tens of thousands of people are now marching in the capital of Sana'a in Yemen, the largest protest to hit that country yet. In Oman, anti-government protests have spread to the capital this morning. Concerns of clashes erupting with security forces deployed there. And on Capitol Hill, the U.S. House is expected to pass a stopgap spending bill today that will keep the federal government from shutting down for at least 2 more weeks while they talk about an actual compromise over spending. The U.S. owes more money to China than it thought. According to revised Treasury figures, China now holds $1.1 trillion of U.S. debt. That's your debt, folks. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,226. The S&P opens at 1,327. The NASDAQ at 2,782. Coming up, tough love, tough budget cuts. As budgets are struggling across the nation, we'll talk about whether there's a moral argument for cutting the budget. We also head to a struggling county in Alabama, the story of one man's job to get his county out of the red. But first, the latest from Wisconsin and a broader discussion of union workers and public sector workers. Who are they and who do we think of them? Union protesters have camped out on the steps outside the Capitol building. It turns out the rest of the nation might be with them.
This is Dallas Gunnels. I'm a union iron worker from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And this is nothing but union busting. This is exactly what Reagan did with PATCO back in the 80s. It's plain and simple.
PATCO, the air traffic controllers. Remember that? Our own listeners calling it at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll talk about a poll that sides with protesters and declares that public sector workers are, in fact, all of us in just a few minutes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.